Shalom Perek Hey Mishnah Hey 5-5. Misha Avad Mimeno Chosamo. What happens if someone lost his voucher? Mamtinan Lo Aj Ha'erev. They would wait until evening, meaning when Yochanan and Achia would reconcile the accounts, and then they would see if there actually is, since there were one guy claiming he lost one voucher, which he paid a dollar for, we want to see if there's an extra dollar in the Yochanan collected cash register compared to the number of vouchers that Achia had collected. Imatsaolo kadei chosamo, if the exact right amount of money was in excess in the cash register, so then nosten lo, then we would give the guy who claimed that he lost the voucher a replacement voucher. Ve'im lav lo hayalo. However, if the amount that we found, the discrepancy, if there was one between the cash register and the vouchers, was not precisely the amount that this guy would have paid, meaning whether it was too little or even too much, it doesn't matter, we don't give anything to him because he lost his voucher and we have no reason, no confirmation that it, the money that we have extra belonged to him because it's not exactly the right amount. Now, the Mishnah has a new point here, really, like a new paragraph. V'shem hayom kasuv aleihen b'pnei haramayin. On the vouchers that were handed out, the date was written. And that was to ensure that people couldn't game the system. And there were really two ways people could be a ramai, could be, you know, fraudulent. The first is that, this is both of the Bartanura brings. The first is that a person could, you know, find a voucher that was lying around from yesterday and then just present it and get free nisachim. So to stop that, we make sure that the vouchers just have an expiry date. They're just good for the day in which they're issued. The second way in which a person could game the system is he could go and buy extra vouchers in the season when the, let's say, the flour is cheap, prices are down, and therefore, since the base milk is like kind of not for profit, so it's going to charge the going market rates. If going market rates are down, a person could buy extra vouchers when things are cheap, and then kind of come back subsequently when prices are up and cash in his voucher to get, you know, to sort of gain the system and profit off the price fluctuations of the commodities. We're not running a casino over here. This is the base of Mikdash, and therefore, no. You buy on the day you need it, and we give you, it expires today, and therefore there's no way to buy vouchers, buy low, sell high. We don't accept that.